Hey guys, Michael here with the Wednesday check-in. Today is December 21st, 2022, and how are you? If you haven't done so already, hit like and subscribe, then head on over to anchor.fm/hellocupcakeitsme to check out the podcast, and hellocupcakeitsme.com to check out the blog. Make sure that you like and subscribe to both. So, we are just moments away from Christmas. I almost said Halloween, but just moments away from Christmas. For the most of us, anyways. If you are Jewish, you are on your fourth day of Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa or any of the others, joyous Kwanzaa, so on and so forth. And I'm sorry, I'm not really well versed in all the different things, like holidays, so I'll just say happy holidays to you. Just then that way I'm covering everyone and not being offensive. So, as you can see, it's super bright right now, and that is because we have had about a foot of snow over the last 72 hours. And it is quintessentially the winter wonderland outside. If you head on over to the community tab, you'll see some videos and pictures that I posted there, and I also posted a short about driving and my little, it's beginning to look a lot like Fuck This song that I sing. But yeah, I wasn't sure if the pool was going to be open today, and so I checked my email first thing in the morning, and they said that if there's any closures, that they're going to let us know, blah, blah, blah. Didn't see any emails stating that there was closures, so I took a chance, got in the car, and drove into town, and thankfully it was open. And there was only about maybe 9 or 10 of us in the early morning class. Well, in the early morning session from when I get there at about 8:15 to the 10 o'clock, and then from the 8:15 to the 9 o'clock. And then for the water aerobics there was only 4 of us. And I think the same is going to go for Friday and possibly even Monday if the snow doesn't melt off before then. With as bright and as sunny as it is, and the temperature is going up from 26, it should be nice and clear, and we should be able to go back to normal starting Monday. But let me continue on my topic of that since it's fresh in my mind right now. Monday when I went, one of the lifeguards came over and sat next to the pool and was asking me questions about my insulin pump. I have to take my insulin pump off when I go swimming, but I have the port in my stomach, which is this white sticker thing. And he asked me, he's like, yeah, you know, a couple of the lifeguards and I, we've seen it. We wanted to know what that was all about and so on and so forth. And so I told him about me being diabetic, and he asked me questions like, what does it look like when you're high? What does it look like when you're low? What do we do for you? And he saw my silver necklace, and he thought that this might have been a life alert. And I said, no, this is my my cat that I had for 14 years. When she passed away, I put some of her ashes in this locket. And so I just connect my pump to that necklace now. But, they were really, that lifeguard was just really nice and, very just inspiring. Like, he said, yeah, you're really taking your exercises seriously. And he said, you've only been here about a month, but, you know, I can notice a change in your demeanor and the way that you're moving. Like, when you first came here, you were really stiff and kind of unsure of yourself. He said, but yeah, you know, you're really taking it serious and it's starting to show. I'm all, it's showy? Like, where? Please tell me. But Yeah, I'm starting to do more and more exercises, and he said, you know, every time that you come, I see that you push yourself a little bit further and you do a little bit more, and that you are really like working the aerobics. And I said, well, yeah, I really am trying to, and it's true. I am feeling f more flexibility. I have wider range of motions. I started doing this thing where I hold on to there's diving platforms with little bars, and so I hold on to that, and I kind of rest up against it, and I lift my legs up above the water and then pull them back down, and I do like 10 or 15 of those, like coming up and then pulling them down, pulling them up, pulling them down. And so when I first started doing that, I could not even do three. It was such a freaking struggle for me to just pull my legs down, and my back started spasming and cramping that next day. And oh my, well, that night, later that night, not even the next day. And the next day, my back was sore, but not in pain to the point where it was like debilitating. Or I just took a Advil and. Advil. I don't take Advil. I took an ibuprofen and the pain was gone, so I was really happy with that. Now I'm up to doing 15 to 20 of those, but today I only did like 15 of them. And then I did pull-ups in the water and I held on to those same bars and I pulled myself all the way up to where my chin just past the diving platform, and then I let myself back down. Not like relax my arms and I fall back down, but I lower myself back down. So as I'm pulling up, I'm also pushing down. I did 20 of those, and then I did it where I pulled myself up like this, and all right here, oh my God, it hurts so bad. Like, I could feel the fact that I have carpal tunnel going on. And I had to stop those and just sit there and, like, do some exercises where I rolled my wrists and stuff and just ouchy. But, yeah, like, you don't realize how much resistance the water puts on your body. And just pulling myself up those 10 times, I'm starting to feel like all this right in here, and especially my shoulders, because I have that diabetic frozen shoulder syndrome shit. That's starting to go away. This arm here it's been hurting me quite a bit the last couple of days, be and I think it's mostly arthritic pain. So, but yeah, and then running. That's the other thing I do. I run laps. So I will run as fast as I can in the water to one end, and then I'll turn around and I'll run against my current, and I'll run to the other side of the pool. Not the full side, like all the way over to the steps. I kind of do like a halfway mark, but I go down and then back, and then that's one, down, back, two, down, back, three. So I do 10 to 15 of those, and then I'll stop and catch my breath and let my r legs rest for a second, and then I run backwards in the water. And you would think that going backwards really wouldn't do that much for you, but it works out a whole different set of muscle groups. And because I've been doing that over the last 2 weeks now, I can really feel a difference in my knee. When I would go to get out of my car, my knees would hurt really bad, and I'd have to sit there and like stabilize myself. I'm able to just get up and go. So yeah, I'm gonna quit going on and on about like the YMCA and like everything that's going on with me with that, because I'm just really happy, really passionate about it. A lot of you know that, 6, 7 months ago, I was talking about wanting to get back into walking and doing stuff like that, and I have, and this has just been such a great experience for me. So, I'm going to try not to harp on it as much because I know some of you just don't give a damn. And but I am going to still talk about it from time to time, or in like my videos and on the podcast and stuff like that. Maybe not as in length as I have right now, but anyways. So last night, because of the snow, the unanimous decision was made that we were going to not have trivia, so that kind of sucked. And I made the suggestion on the trivia page that we postpone the Battle Royale till next Tuesday, and I think that that was kind of hit on deaf ears, or at least the ears that needed to hear it really didn't hear it. So we'll see. Hopefully we didn't take a complete W like I think we did, but oh well. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. So I really missed going out to my trivia yesterday. There's not very many things that I look forward to throughout the week, and that was one of them. I really look forward to trivia, and I'm really looking forward to Monday, Wednesday, Fridays now. And so when one of those is not available to me, it really kind of throws things off. But yesterday, I just kind of laid around in bed and watched a, well, rewatched a TV program that I rewatch it every so often, and I just finished it yesterday, so I don't know what the hell I'm gonna watch now. But yeah, I just laid in bed most of the day and just took it easy, relaxed, and used my sun lamp. I got these two sun lamps, and one of they're both well, one of them is LED, the other one takes light bulbs. And I like the LED one better because you can change the intensity and the brightness of it, and you can also change the color. It could go from a bright white color to a warm orange color. And it also has timers and all kinds of other stuff, and you can make it really, really bright or really low. And so I set it for 15 minutes and I turned that on, and I probably did 90 minutes of sun lamp therapy yesterday, throughout the day. And I think that's really helping, especially on the days where it's kind of dark and cold. Just having that light there is kind of psychological. I don't think that it puts off any UV rays or anything like that, especially my bigger one with the light bulbs. I don't know if it puts off any UV rays. It would kind of be nice if it did, but still nice to have that like light there. My LED one, I wish it had a stand or something though, because it's just like this square plastic tile with no backing, no stand, no nothing. I might try to make myself one now that I'm thinking about it. I got like a ton of cardboard and I'm feeling very crafty. And working on some new projects. I am in the process of making a Deadeye pendant. There we go. So I'm gonna turn this into a necklace eventually. I'm gonna like shape this a little bit differently. I don't know if I'm gonna leave it this full roundness or if I'm gonna like try to make it more into a diamond or what have you, but this is the one that I'm working on right now, and I started working on another one with latex, and I love the way that that's turning out. It's rather grotesque looking, and it's a box, so I'll show you like the unfinished, but you can see how that looks. This is all latex, and I love the texture of it. And this is all hand painted and hand just put together. Kind of looks like a burn victim, but I like making these. I don't know why. I just think that they're freaking amazing. And after, I'm probably going to do the whole thing in this liquid latex and then do the inside like a black color. But yeah. And then I'm going to also do like an eyelash across here. I have a whole box of, or a whole thing of fake eyelashes. I've got like 10 of them. Or 10 pairs, I should say. And when I run out of these, I go to the Dollar Tree and you get like a set for a buck 25, I think. Well, yeah. It used to be a dollar, so $1.25. And this whole pack only cost me like $3 on Amazon. It was one of those like instant sale things. And I just happened to have an extra couple of dollars laying around and I wanted to make some of these, and so that's what I did. But I love making these stupid little boxes. They make great little presents for your friends who are kind of macabre or have like a, if they like Halloween or whatever. I'd even thought about like maybe trying to sell them on Etsy or something like that, but I don't know if I want to get into all of that. The next kind of boxing that I'm going to start trying to make is taking cardboard and creating like treasure chests out of them. And you can't see it, but like right directly over this shoulder, there is a mountain of cardboard from like Amazon and doing Christmas shopping and stuff like that. So I have an ample amount of cardboard. But I started following this Spanish lady on YouTube who makes these elaborate boxes, and she makes her own cold porcelain, she makes her own like stylizing glue, and she makes her own molds and stuff like that, and she decorates these boxes and they are freaking phenomenal. And I'm gonna start, like I said, I'm gonna start following along with her tutorials and trying to make my own, or just maybe not even following her tutorial exactly, and just, you know, taking those ideas and making my own from there. So, sorry, I have a hangnail and I was trimming it away with a X-Acto knife because, you know, that's safe. Instead of using the nail clippers that I have right here. But anyways, so I know that this is starting to get kind of long and drawn out, so I'm gonna go ahead and start wrapping it up here. But what plans do you have for the holidays with your friends and family, or what are some of those winter traditions that you like to partake in? Do you do polar plunges? Do you like go out and do any kind of scenic photography during that time period? Do you like to go sledding or tobogganing? You know, I would really like to hear about it. So put your questions, comments, and concerns in the section down below. And like I always say, if you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe. And go check out me on all the different social medias. And until next time, I will talk to you later. Bye, guys.